From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, evacuees from Houston on the roads as they flee Hurricane Rita get their last chance for gasoline. The hurricane is our lead. Almost 2 million people along the Texas and Louisiana coasts have been urged to get out of its way. To get the latest on the hurricane status and progress, we go to NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. John, the latest about the storm, what are they saying about the category, about the wind speed?
Well, the latest news is pretty good. At the briefing just a few minutes ago, they said that the top wind speed is down to 135 miles an hour. That's down from 140 miles an hour. And that makes it what they would call a weak Category 4 hurricane. And they see conditions up ahead for the hurricane that suggest it might even weaken a little bit more before it hits land, and that could mean that it's likely to be a Category 3 hurricane when it arrives.
Remind us about Katrina. It was a 3 when it came into New Orleans?
Well, it was, you can argue about exactly what it was when it hit. It was a 4, more or less, when it hit the coast. Now, when it got to New Orleans, it's a little bit trickier to say precisely what it was. But it's a very, very similar storm. You look at these storms on the satellite imagery, and they are both enormous, powerful storms. And aside from the fact that one went up toward New Orleans and the other one is going more toward the border between Texas and Louisiana, they really are very, very similar-looking storms.
These hurricanes are very wobbly. Do they know now? Can they tell where the hurricane is most likely to hit the coast?
Well, of course, every hour that goes by, they get a little more accurate about where it's going to go. And it still looks like it's headed for someplace very close to the border of Texas and Louisiana. However, every forecaster here has been adding the caveat that they could have a wobble of 10, 20, 30 miles. And so even though right now it looks like the storm is not going to do a lot of damage to Houston and Galveston, if it wobbled a little bit that direction, things could change.
How difficult is it to figure out where precisely it's going? What are they looking at?
Well, you're looking at what they call the steering currents, and these are essentially the trade winds. And if you think of a hurricane as being sort of like a cork floating in a stream, with the stream being the steering current, you know how you've seen corks, they get carried by eddies, and they can move over to one side of the stream or move over to the other side of the stream, and it often without any particular logic to it.
There are reports, John, about New Orleans that water is already over the levees there. The winds are up. There's water flowing again into the Ninth Ward. What can happen with regard to New Orleans?
Well, storm surge is probably not going to be huge. I think they're more concerned about the rain. And they predicted that New Orleans could get 3 to 5 inches of rain, and that would be about the capacity of what the engineers thought the levees and flood walls could handle. But there's a second part to that question, which is what happens to this storm once it goes inland? Right now, it looks like the storm is going to move inland and then essentially sit there somewhere in eastern Texas and western Louisiana, and just rain and rain and rain. And they're still saying that there are places up there that could get 25 inches of rain. And if very much of that rain falls in an area that would flow down to the New Orleans area, you could see a threat to the levees and flood walls from an entirely different source.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.